الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم وعن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. As Marna Ridwan was mentioning the explanation of the Ash'ar, that we have a guide, and a guide to our ship towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made sure from the beginning of mankind that there was always a guide to guide the nations to the past. First, the first person to come in this earth was Adam alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him a messenger. And after that, every Nabi that came, they were guides for the people who were in their nation. And they guided them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent in this earth, the darkness that was enveloping the earth was so intense that, you know, people did not know right from wrong. And as we know, the conditions in Arabia was very bleak. People would fight and, you know, have war generation after generation over very small and futile things. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to these people, and they were such that the kings of the time were not willing to rule over them. And even the slaves of the kings were not willing to rule over these people. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to such people to work on them and be their guide. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such a guide. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, that indeed for you there is a perfect role model in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the role model, we all as humans, we need role models. When an animal, a chick, a hen, a chick is born, comes out of the egg, well, it already knows where to eat, what to do. It goes pecking on the ground looking for its food. The other animals that are born, they already have this inherent knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them. What to do, where to get food, how to save yourself, protect yourself, where there is danger, stay away from that. And these things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already given, inspired them with that knowledge. But humans are such that we are not inspired with that knowledge. We have to learn. And how do we learn? We learn from other human beings. The child learns from his mother. The child learns from his father. And as the child grows, he inherits the values of the parents. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ, that every child is born upon the fitra of Islam. فَأَبَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَدِّسَانِهِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. It's his parents that make him a Jew or a Christian or a fire worshipper. So it is the values that we take from the people around us that affect our mentality, our psychology, our outlook in life. And that is where we end up. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam constantly, he mentioned this hadith, and this is the theme that we are hearing over and over again. The hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Al-mar'u ala dini khalili. A person will be on the creed of his friends. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. So then a person should be very careful about who he keeps as friends. As one person would say, show me your friends and I can tell you who you are. So the people who we are around, they influence us, whether we like it or not. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. What do we do with a friend? We spend time with them. Our leisure time, when we want to take some time off, we want to go on excursion, go on holiday, we go with friends because we think like them, they think like us, so we feel comfortable with them. Nowadays, where do we spend our time? We spend our time on our devices, on the internet. And that is where we are getting our inspiration from. And slowly, our minds are changing. Our thinking is changing. Our mizaj is changing. And that is very dangerous. That is why we are constantly taught here that you need the suhbat of the Ahlullah. And the Ahlullah will teach us how to think, how to behave. And what do they follow? They follow the ayah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a perfect example. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given us everything through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we want our islah, as Maulana says, we make dua, Allah grants us all our islah, mukammal islah. Because without our mukammal and complete islah, a person cannot enter Jannah at the first moment when he goes into the hereafter. We need complete islah. But if we adopt the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we bring our entire life onto the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this will make our islah. So this is a very easy guide that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, a blueprint, that all we have to do is follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every action. And it is promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if you do that, your islah will be made. And now where does the promise come? In the verse that I recited in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Allah is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Messenger, tell them, tell these people, you claim to love Allah, then follow me. فَاتَّبِعُونِ. It is not Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying فَاتَّبِعُونِ because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, he has something that to give. But it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's commanding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the sahaba radiallahu anhu, tell the mu'mineen, tell the believing men and women, follow me. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had inspired Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into the perfect lifestyle. And to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anything he has done is perfect and beloved by Allah, loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says after that, يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah will love you. Now to understand that, our mashayikh give this example. They say if you like something, or our love is attracted, we are attracted to something, that thing has to have qualities of perfection. Like the example is the rose. That rose is such a thing that has qualities that attract. It has a nice color. People like it, look at the color. It has a nice smell. It attracts the attention of people. And the delicate petals and the delicate the design. It's designed such a way that it attracts attention. Now that attraction that everyone has to the rose is not because they themselves have a specific quality. But it's the qualities of the rose that pulls attraction. If a person, he is wealthy, he can like a rose. No one will have an objection with that. If a person, he is not wealthy, he is poor, he can also like the rose. A person who is educated can like a rose. And a person who has no education, he can also like a rose. A person who is sick, he can like a rose. A person who is not sick, who is healthy, they can also like a rose. Why? Because it's not the person who is attracted, it's not because of his quality, it's the quality of the rose itself. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if we adopt the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will become so perfect that we will attract the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah will love you. So for in every action that we do, and every aspect of our life, in every facet of our life, if we adopt the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this will lead us to success. And remember, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sunnah, as we have been, as Hazrat keeps, Manab al-Hamid sahab keeps mentioning, we say we follow the sunnah. The simple sunnah of eating, dua before eating, washing our hands, sitting in the right way, we follow those. Sometimes we think we follow it, but we have to hold ourselves accountable. Do we follow them? But beyond that, there are other sunnah that we need to follow as well. There are the external sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are also the internal sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we hear about the external sunnah, and we learn from the hadith how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the sahaba radiallahu anhum. Like in one hadith, one sahabi radiallahu anhum says, he said, I was a young boy. I was eating with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and my hand would move around the plate. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught me. He says, Ya gulam, sammillah. O young boy, first you take the name of Allah before you eat. Then he says, وَقُلْ بِيَمِينِكْ. Eat with your right hand. And he says, وَقُلْ مِمَّا يَلِيكْ. And eat from what's next to you. So this is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching the sunnah. And we need to learn them, we need to practice upon them, and we need to teach them as well. Now these are the external sunnah that we know about. But the internal sunnah, that is also very important, and that is what we are trying to learn as well. What are the internal sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The conditions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would find himself in. And from the hadith, we learn some of these things. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling one sahabi, he says, if you have the ability that you wake up in the morning and you go to sleep at night in a condition where you have no ill feelings towards anyone, then do so. Because that is my sunnah. And here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining to us another sunnah that we cannot see. But those who were around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were able to judge that. They were able to learn it. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they learned that from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, فَذَلِكَ sunnati, and that is my sunnah. فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ sunnati فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. The person who turns away from my sunnah, then he is not from me. So that is one thing we learn from the internal sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the condition of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart, that have no ill feelings towards anyone. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum adopted that. And we heard the story twice or three times in the last few days about Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu and Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. When they went for the proposal, Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu sent Abu Darda radiallahu anhu to propose on his behalf. And what was the end result? Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu is asking forgiveness to Abu Darda radiallahu anhu that, you know, it was your right. So there's no ill feelings. And then also the tolerance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and forgiving people. And the humility and the humbleness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming into Makkah during the conquest of Makkah. And as if it was any one of us, or any leader, or king, or any general, when they conquer a place, what do they do? You know, they, you know, cause havoc, massacre, and then, you know, they come with pride into the city, conquering a city. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had so much humility and so much humbleness that he was bowing his head to such an extent, they say, his head was almost touching the sternum, the saddle of the camel. Humility. In another place, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions himself about how he eats. He said, I am just a slave, I eat like a slave. How a slave eats. The humility of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made him the best of mankind. And as a role model in the Quran, Allah is saying, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never had that air around him that I am the role model. But he taught us how to behave in that situation. And the other sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one is the distancing himself from the dunya, the bi-raghbati towards the dunya. We learn from the hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا لِي وَلِلدُّنْيَا. What do I have to do with the dunya? مَا أَنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا كَرَاكِبٍ إِسْتَذَلَّ تَحْتَ شَجَرَةٍ ثُمَّ رَاحَ وَتَرَكَهَا أَقَمَا قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. What do I have to do with the dunya? To me, my condition in this world is like that of a rider. Now in the olden days, they didn't have the cars, but they had the camels and the horses. And when they would ride through the desert, when the heat would become intense, they would disembark, take some rest under some shade. And when the sun would go down and it would be it would cool off a little bit, they would get on the horse and carry on. And that little time they spend resting on the tree, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, my condition in the dunya. That we are here, we live our lives like travelers and then move on. Because this is not our final abode. So this is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us that internal sunnah excuse me. Internal sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is important, just like the external sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then towards the end of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we know, all the Anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam, when they're passing away, Jibreel alayhi wa sallam comes and asks them for permission. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given a choice. Do you want to spend more time in this world? Or do you want to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِلَى الرَّفِيقِ الْعَلَىٰ. I choose the greatest of friends. So turning away from the dunya, that raghbah towards the akhirah, when we need to inculcate this within ourselves. But if we have the opposite qualities, the love of the dunya, it will not allow us to do so. The love of life, it will not allow us to do so. Although that is the environment we live in. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that to us as well. He says, "Inna dunya hulwatun khazira," that this world is sweet and lush. Wa inna Allah ta'ala mustakhlifakum fiha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you inheritors of this world. Fanzuru kayfa ta'malun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see how you behave. How do you deal in these situations? And how do you behave with each other? What do you do? What is your actions? What is the final result of your actions? فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَاءَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us guidance. The things, the pitfalls that are going to come in our journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing to us and explaining to us that these things are going to harm you. So be wary when you deal with these things. So this is the environment we live in. But despite that, you know, as our Hazrat explains, and we have been listening to the bayans, our heart should always be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to turn away from this. And although sometimes this doesn't come as a natural reaction to us, once we start inculcating the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one by one, and we are conscious about it, we hold ourselves accountable every single day, then this will become a natural reaction. I remember once Mufti Taqi Uswani rahimahullah, he wrote about this fruit, the olives. He says that when he first tried the olives, it was very bitter. And we in the Quran, the mention of olives there, the ahadith are filled with the mentions of olives, and we hear about it. So we have some desire to try this fruit. But when you first try it, some people don't like the taste because it's bitter. Sometimes, you know, we're not used to it. But once you start eating it and you acquire the taste, then Mufti Dr. Usmani rahimahullah writes that it became very tasty. Now you can't stay without it. So that is how we have to build our tolerance. And we have to build the sunnah into our life. One sunnah a day, every day, we take one sunnah and we practice that until that becomes part of our life. And it becomes a habit. And we don't have to fight ourselves to inculcate and practice on that sunnah. And one by one, as we're progressing, and the more sunnah we bring into our life, the more the perfect it becomes. The more closer we get to achieving our goal, which is the islah that we're speaking about. And once our entire life is immersed and in the sunnah, and every action that we do, we follow according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is when we will have complete iman. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. That none of you can have true and complete faith until your desires follow that which I have come with. Now, a person is not in control of his desires, but he can control it over time by making those things which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has done and which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved. He continues to do that until they become beloved to him. And he desires to do those things. But it does not come immediately. It takes time, and that is the mujahada. That is the effort that we have to make. The constant effort. And we are not perfect, as our Mashayikh mentioned, that we were not perfect. And Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, our Dada Sheikh, used to say that, you know, we don't break our taqwa. If he breaks, then, you know, you make tawbah and you start again. It's just like a person, his wudu breaks. Then you go make wudu again. A person cannot constantly stay in a state of wudu because he has needs as a human. Sometimes the wudu will break. But what happens if you want to stay ba-wudu? You go make wudu again. In the same way, if we slip up, we get up and we continue. As you know, the Urdu Sher that says, "Hamne isi tarah se taiki hai manzile." This is how we pass through the different stages of suluk. First, giripare, we fell. Then we stood up and we continued. And they fell again, stood up and continued. And like this, falling down is not a sign that you have lost. When you give up, then that's a sign you have lost. Because the failures, big failures, don't happen just like that. Just like major successes don't happen overnight. It builds up over time. If a person dies on kufr, that's a major failure. But it did not just come out of nowhere. If a Muslim, we hear of a Muslim, before he passed away, he made irtidad. He left iman. It did not come out of nowhere. It built up somewhere. It started somewhere. Led to something else, which led to something else. It's like a termite which comes into a tree, and they start eating the tree from within. And only when the tree falls, people realize it was already hollow from inside. So the iman is eating up from inside first. And we lose that. And then you have these major failures. And success is also the same. you have one success at a time. Today I followed the sunnah, alhamdulillah. Tomorrow maybe I forgot. The next day I try it again. I try again. So now alhamdulillah, now that is a success. I'm trying. One success leads to another. And one sunnah will lead to another. And that sunnah will lead to another. And if we continue like this, then time will come before we even realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show us that day inshaAllah, where we will see that we are following the sunnah without even consciously thinking about it. And that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, we will be worthy of this title, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna, O tranquil soul, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah. Return to your Rabb in the state where He's pleased with you and you're pleased with Him. And this title was given to who? To whom? The Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And on what basis? Because they did exactly this. They followed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every action. To such an extent, it's mentioned the incident of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu. He went with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once towards Makkah. And on the journey, on the road, there was a tree. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had bent down. Nabi sallallahu had bent under the branches and he continued. Many years later, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left the world, that tree was also cut. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu was going with some people towards Makkah. And at that same place, he bent down. And then he stood up and walked again. So his companions asked him, why did you do that? He says that I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do this in this place. Although there's no need to do that right now. The situation is different. But their love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that they will continue to do that. Because they saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do it. And based on that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the title, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. And what was the final result? فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. Enter into the company of my pious servants. وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Your entrance into Jannah will be very easy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand that an easy way, one of the easiest way for us to reach our Islah, instead of thinking about what we need to do next and breaking our head, is just follow all the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And once we become like that, our mashayikh mentioned, when Sheikh mentioned, he said, why do we go to mashayikh to make mashura? We have mashayikh, Allah wala, we go to them for mashura. Why? Because they have adopted the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the closer a person follows the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more correct their thinking and life becomes. So because their thinking and mashura is so accurate by them following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we go to them for mashura so they can fix us as well. And one of our Ustads, Mufti Patel rahimahullah, would say that if a person follows the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his life will be corrected to such an extent that he said even his perspiration won't smell anymore. But you have to reach that stage. And it starts somewhere. And it can start today, one sunnah at a time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and tawfiq to adopt all the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.